out. 6:50 on Utah's Morning News on KSL News Radio. Triple Team Traffic and Weather together. Andy Farnsworth, are conditions getting any better out there?
Well, the storm has kind of moved through, but what it's left behind is a bunch of problems along I-80 and the 21st South Freeway, I-215 and I-15. Kind of that stretch that follows the lake into Salt Lake City is the worst of it, but certainly worse than usual along I-15 as well. Wet road conditions have you slower than usual in both directions between Draper and the South Interchange. It gets bad again as you come into downtown Salt Lake City. We've got crashes on I-80 out by the tailings pond near the airport and on SR 201 near 7200 West and again at I-15, Eric.
But down Utah County, this is in stark contrast to all of that. We don't have as much weather between Provo and Lehigh. In fact, the traffic trooper said it's fine from Spanish Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain, where it starts getting a little bit wetter. Down out in the mountains, things are looking a bit wet as well as you head up to Parley Summit, where you still have snow falling. Heather?
We are very slow right now, southbound I-15 coming out of Davis County, and the closer you get to the Salt Lake downtown area, the worse it is. Stop and go from Beck Street to 400 South, where a crash in the cleanup stages is still blocking the left lane and shoulder. But before you even get there near the North Interchange, there's another crash. Car off on the right hit the barrier. So very slick road conditions everywhere you go, Legacy Parkway, City, and the city streets. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.